Welcome to Teacher's Diaries on Beautiful Feet Podcast. I just finished up my fourth week of school. It was a really good week. We faced a couple pretty good things. We did some skeleton work. We started going over the human body. We went over writing an informational text. We went over a variety of different things. But that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is not about what academically did we do. It's talking about how did we decide to go deeper than the classroom? How did we decide to actually have deeper conversations and things that had deeper meaning? That's what this is about. And it's about the beauty of that. That's what the teacher's diary is. So for the second entry, there's something I wanted to mention. One of the things that I wanted to mention, and that had come up this week, was something very simple. The beginning of bullying. This is a huge subject, and it comes up yearly. It comes up all the time, and it needs to be handled with care, obviously. It needs to be handled very carefully. Let me give you this scenario. I have a student who has some special needs. There's nothing wrong with that, but the student has some special needs. Well, this student came up to me earlier this week and revealed to me that they felt uncomfortable. They felt uncomfortable being in the classroom because they realized that a lot of the students in the classroom were calling them by the wrong name, and they thought that they were being made fun of. This has nothing to do with their special needs or what they need as a person. It's a simple fact of feeling comfortable where you're at. Well, I addressed this with the class, but I addressed it very subtly. I went into the class. I said, "Well, I came up to the class, and I mentioned to the class I've had a student coming up to me. I didn't mention the student's name. Well, I had a student coming up to me, and saying that they had many students calling them by the wrong name." And that they didn't like it. And the student had mentioned to me that they had asked the other students to not call them this incorrect name, but to call them by their actual name. The class hadn't understood this. They weren't making the connection. After a couple days went by, I kept talking to the class. Talked to them about two or three times because the student kept coming up to me. Well, to be completely honest with you, the parent came up to me of this particular student and just asked about it. I told him I would talk to the class again. So I decided to pull my my student aside who felt uncomfortable. And I just went ahead and I shared with them. I said, "Would you be willing to come up in front of the class and just let them know what's going on?" They agreed. So I waited till after lunch, because after lunch seems to be the time when we have these type of conversation. And I waited, then I realized, well, this student gets pulled out for recess after lunch. But I went ahead, even though this student was out of the classroom, I went ahead and had the conversation anyway. And I actually put the student's name in there, and I said, "This student's coming up to me and letting me know that there are people in this classroom calling them by the wrong name." And I asked the class, I said, "Can you explain, please? Can you explain what this name is?" And they mentioned it to me. And of course, I knew exactly what the name was. They were calling the student by the name of a celebrity. The celebrity had the same first name as the student. And so they were associating the student with the celebrity. Unfortunately, they were doing it in such a way where they were whispering when the student walked by, or they would say it under their breath as the student walked by. This made the student feel very uncomfortable, especially since the student did not know that the person that they were referring to and that they were calling them was a celebrity. They had no idea. And so this student felt like they were being disrespected and felt very uncomfortable in the classroom. And I explained that to the students. I said, "Guys, this student feel so uncomfortable that there's days that they don't want to come to school. They feel like they're being made fun of. They feel like they're being picked on and bullied, and they're not exactly sure why. Now, anyone who knows somebody with special needs or mental disabilities or anything like that, they also understand that when you have that, you already feel like the world is looking at you. You already feel like the world is watching your every move and judging you on it. So when you walk by and people are whispering an incorrect name around you, and you already feel like the world's watching you, that just makes you more self-conscious. I shared that with the student. I said, you guys, this student feels very uncomfortable. They're at the point where they almost don't want to show up to school anymore because of the way that you are treating them. I saw some faces begin to drop. And I think that shocked a lot of the students. I think that really got to a lot of them. Because, truth be told, they hadn't thought that. They hadn't made that connection. There was a big chance that they didn't even mean to disrespect the individual. They were just associating the student with a celebrity who just happened to have the same name, not realizing that this was at all offensive to the student. Some time went by and the class agreed that, okay, we need to apologize to the student. And I told them, in time, we will. The student came back from resource and they began to work, and the class began to work, and every so often a student would come up to me, a different student would come up to me and say, when can we apologize? We feel bad, when can we apologize? I set up a time in the day. I asked the student to come up to the class and share with the class what they had shared with me on multiple occasions. The student turned to the class full of confidence and said, you guys are calling me by this name. I don't like it. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. The student got to explain a little bit more of feeling uncomfortable. And then at one point, I looked to the class and go, okay, do you guys understand? They nodded yes. I then went ahead and said, okay, what is our response? And the whole class went ahead and apologized. I even had some of the boys come up who actually were the origins of this name, and explained to the student that the person whose name they were using was a celebrity and a superstar. And they felt like calling them by the same name meant that they were trying to call this person a superstar. Now, this made the individual feel a little better. I saw them smile and they felt better. That's something to think about. When you feel uncomfortable, no matter what the environment is, no matter where you are, no matter if you have a special need or disability or anything of the nature, when you feel uncomfortable, you are unable to be yourself, meaning you can't perform to your best potential. You can't act as yourself. You can't speak on your own behalf because you feel uncomfortable, especially when it comes to bullying, being picked on, and just being ostracized for something small sometimes. I think that's what this reminded me of. Even though they were ostracizing the student unintentionally, once they figured it out, once they saw and they realized what effect it was having on the student, they were willing to turn away from that behavior. And I hope that they do. But I guess the way God has kind of brought this into my life is the simple fact of always do your best to make people feel comfortable, and to always do your best to be comfortable around new people. Make yourself feel comfortable. Because here's the truth. We are all different. We're all different in so many ways. And we need to celebrate each other's differences. We need to understand that that difference, whether it be a disability or what we consider a disability, to God, it's a beautiful thing. Because it's to His glory. See, every single student of mine has special gifts and talents on their own that they were given to not make them better, but to glorify God. to give God credit that they normally wouldn't give. So you have a student who's brilliant in math, who's naturally good at math, that is going to one day glorify God in the best sort of way. You have a student who loves to read and write. That person is going to come up with some of the most amazing pieces of art that anyone's ever seen. You have a student who maybe has autism, but they have a specific gift or a specific thing that they are good at that will one day impact the world in an amazing way. But if we don't feel comfortable, we will never be able to fully reach the potential of that gift. So I guess my prayer and my lesson for this week is, if you don't feel uncomfortable with anything in your life, turn it to something that makes you comfortable. If you notice somebody who is uncomfortable, do your best to make them feel comfortable, to be a friend to them, to care for them, to show them that somebody's there for them. I hope that this is a blessing to you as much as it was to me. I pray that you guys hear this, that you understand it, and I pray that you would continue to make the world feel comfortable. Have a great week. I'll talk to you guys later.